They said, change your clothes. She said, no, I won't. They said, comb your hair. She said, some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said, you can't leave. She said, yes, I will. They said, don't see him. She said, his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said, you can be anything you want to be. She's a wild one running free. She loves rock and roll. They said it's Satan's time. She thinks they're too old. They think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said, you can be anything you want to be. She's a wild one running free. She has future plans and dreams at night. When you tell her life is hard, she says, that's all right, yeah. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said, you can be anything you want to be. She's a
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome from Assumption High School, where tonight we've got a Merriwood South Conference action for you as your Assumption Royals get set to take on Newman Catholic Cardinals. Hi, everybody. My name is Randy Paul. Michael Comer alongside Seth Habiger back at our studios engineering our broadcast, and we start off with a special guest here tonight as Coach Josh Pultz. In his fourth year already with the Assumption Royals, joins us now at the beginning of our broadcast. So thank you very much, Josh, for giving us a little bit of your time.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You know, we take a look at this matchup tonight, and it looks kind of interesting because both of your squads, I talked to you a little bit earlier about this, both very young, just one senior on each team.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of juniors, a lot of sophomores on the floor tonight for both squads. It should be a good battle.
Quincy Fender, he looks like he might be their top scorer and player for Newman. What special things does he bring to the table?
Yeah, Quincy's a nice player. He's been running the show since that state team left. He's smooth. He's got more confidence than the average kid out there, and he's got a special skill set. He can really shoot it. He can handle the rock, and overall, he is a very good kid and good basketball player. We'll have his hands full.
And not far behind is Lucas Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, as well. He's averaging almost 14 points per ball.
Yep, another very nice guard for him. He's a physical guard, nice jump shot. We definitely have our hands full of those two kids tonight.
Are they coming around a little bit? I saw they only lost to Auburndale by 13 at home, to Stratford by 9, so they must be improving a little bit.
Yeah, Quincy actually missed the first 6-8 games of the year. He had an injury in football, and some other kids too. So, they are playing much better ball. They had a great win the other night up at Phillips. Phillips is a good squad. This is one of those teams where you can't look at their record and judge off of that. They've got some key pieces. They got an athletic big in Liam McCarty. He can really jump. He can play good defense, and he's a heck of a rebounder. So, just because they only have two wins on the year doesn't mean much to me.
Looking at your squad, it looks like JT's having another fine year as well.
Yeah, JT's doing a little bit of everything for us. He's been fantastic, leading us in every category. He's such a good kid, and it's just an easy kid to cheer for.
You know, I was looking at some of the stats from other years, and as a sophomore, he averaged 14.4 points per ballgame. Now that's improved, gone up by about another 4 points. What do you think it's taken for him to elevate his game?
I think the game is just slowing down for him. He got a little bit physically stronger, too. But to take it to the next step, I think he just needs to rely on his teammates a little bit more, get his teammates more involved. I understand he leads us in assists. Defensively, I'll never stop harping on him, even though he's gotten tremendously better on that end as well. Overall, he's a kid who works his tail off, puts the work in, puts the time in, and there's no reason, or there's no surprise why his stats aren't continuing to get better and better.
I know you're focused on this game, but we might not get a chance to talk to you, and I just got to ask you about your next game Saturday. And Centennial, is that Minnesota?
Yeah, Centennial. So long story short, it's my brother-in-law went to high school there. And his best friend is the head coach over there. So this has been in the making for about 2 years now. So we're going there tomorrow, and then they're going to be coming here next year. So we're looking forward to the trip.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the time. Thanks for the information, and best of luck to you today.
Thanks, guys. Go Royals.
That's Josh Pultz of the Assumption Royals, who come in with a record of 4-9 overall, 3-3 in conference action, while Newman is 2-10, 1-5 in the conference. And I think Coach Pultz made a very good point that their record is very deceiving.
Yeah, the Bearwood Conference, especially the South Division, it's a very deceiving conference. You can have teams in there that are 4, 5, 6 wins, period, end of story. And I'll tell you what, you put them against some teams that are upper levels in some other conferences, and those other conferences learn really quick just how good the Bearwood is. So a poor record in the Bearwood is still about an average basketball team in a lot of other places. So it's this is going to be a better game than what the records might indicate it could be.
Interestingly enough, Newman, with that record of 2-10 and playing Auburndale and Stratford so tough, they lost at Edgar by 8. So maybe just that youth, you know, you never really know what you're going to get on a given evening.
Being a young team that both teams are, you learn how to win. Usually by losing, and by losing close. And that's something that's going to be interesting to see how Newman Catholic does, because they've lost close. So it's just a matter of getting over that hump.
Of course, the Royals lost at Stratford 68-46 on Tuesday. They were down by 12 at the break, and then were outscored by 10 in the second half. On the year, JT, as we were mentioning before, 18.9 points per ball game.
Yeah.
Logan Nystrom has 7.8. Owen Hagen, 6.8. Chase Lieber just behind at 5.7. So get a little bit extra from those other players outside of JT. That would be a key tonight.
Right, yeah, and that's one thing Coach Pultz, when him and I have had conversations off the record, of course, it's who's going to step up and help out. And getting consistent numbers is the big thing. And that's they're getting it out of JT. And some teams are saying, okay, JT's going to do his business, but, okay, we got to get somebody. We're going to try to stop everybody else and see if anyone can really step up. And unfortunately, in some of those instances, no one has. But what I will say is one of these times it'll be an Owen Hagen or Nystrom or Chase Lieber or Parker Verwink. Someone's going to step up big. And once JT gets that extra little bit of a oomph, that kick in the backside, and not just JT, but the team gets that kick in the backside, watch out. Because that's one thing that the next year's especially, I am really excited to see what this Royals team can do.
Of course, last night we were over in Port Edwards. Max Michaels under the weather. He was ill and come over here, and Coach Paul's kind enough to come over, but he's not feeling the best either. And on top of that, over at Newman, Coach Wallvogel's sick.
Oh, God.
And so they bring in the
legend.
The legend. The myth.
Randy Paul?
No, that would be just the old guy.
Oh.
This will be
Randy.
Tom Winecoff.
Oh, boy.
Along with son Mark. I think Tom did the JVs, and I think Mark's going to be in control of the varsity here because he is an assistant coach there. But,
yeah,
you know, people over here, they have high regard, and a lot of people around this area do for Coach Weinberg.
Randy, how many of those wars did we were we at the games at the same time or even broadcast together back before I was really a big part of it? Of Winecoff against Burkhauser in the girls' games. The man knows basketball.
The pressure that they would put on each other. With
Was state championship quality games in the middle of November.
So much fun to watch. Well, we are just about a minute and a half or so away from the tip of tonight's contest, so we will take a quick timeout, and we will be back with more from Assumption High School right after this. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something. Whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes as long as it's coming from love. Then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back here at Assumption High School as they start the introductions for tonight's contest between the Cardinals and the Assumption Royals, the old CWCC action here. It's always fun to say that and relive that, even though it's been quite a few years since that's taken place. So the Newman Catholic Cardinals, head coach Jeff Waldvogel under the weather, so they'll be coached by Mark Winecoff here tonight. We'll start at one guard, a 5'11" junior, Quincy Fender. The other guard, a junior as well, 5'9", Lucas Piffner. The third guard is Damian Pent, 5'9", and a junior. Lucas Erdman, a 6-foot junior, is one of the forwards. And the man in the middle, Liam McCarthy, is 6'3", and he is a senior, the only senior on the squad. For the Assumption Royals, they will start at one guard, Logan Nystrom, 5'10 and a junior. The other is Owen Hagen, 5'10 and a senior. The only senior on the squad for the Royals. Chase Lieberg, also a guard, 6-foot junior. The forward, JT Schlafer, 6-foot and a junior. And in the middle, Parker Brewink, 6'5 and a sophomore. The ball's up in the air, and the team with the home whites, Royal Blue, wins the tap. We are underway here in half number one as the Royals will take it away from Michael and I, who are on the stage, and JT took it to the rack, but before he was able to get that ball on the floor, he took an extra step, so we got our first turnover of the night.
Just be careful so we don't get yanked off the stage.
Yeah. So here come the Cardinals with their first possession of the ball game. Into the forecourt comes Damian Pent. He did not start their last game, so kind of a surprising start tonight for the Cardinals. Here's McCurdy on the floor, and he just lost the dribble. Went out of bounds. And it'll be Royals basketball.
So, Randy, my question is, with us on the stage, at what point do they start throwing the vegetables so I can get behind you?
Ooh. You've got my back all the time, buddy.
That's right. That no one will sneak up on you this time.
Lieberg has it on the right wing. Rotate the arc in the perimeter. Get it to Schlaefer on the left elbow. He pivots three times. Little 1-3-1 zone defense that time put up against the Royals. And they poke-checked it away again. Turnover number two. And then the favor is returned as it's poked away by Schlaefer. But it's going to stay in this end over by the ticket takers. Down the stage from us. Cardi will inbound it for the Newman Catholic Cardinal. 2-10 on the season. Last place in the CW in the Merriwood South. Said all CWs last night, didn't we?
Yeah, yep. And remember, every foul that Newman Catholic has, that's a Cardinal cent.
Yeah, that's right. Here's a drive. Had looked like he had the baseline, but he decided not to take it that time, Pent. Instead, he goes to the right wing in the hands of Erdman. Now back on top. Fender lets the three ball fly. Rattles a bit. Hits the backboard. Comes off. And the rebound secured by the Royals. Up in the forecourt in a hurry is Schlaefer. And they go slam on the brakes and reload it in the hands of Owen Hagen. Right side. Three ball on the way. Splash it down for Logan Nystrom. As he got that ball about 6 feet to the right of the top of the wheel, let it fly, and good it was. Royals going to come man-to-man about three-quarter court on the pressure now, and Newman finally breaks that pressure. They take it across the timeline, go to the top of the wheel in the hands of Fender. And the defender on Fender. Oh, I like that.
Isn't that a rocker panel, actually?
And Schlaefer, I think they're going to get called for the foul on the floor as he was driving to the basket. I'll say didn't get the ball up and take those two steps before he got fouled. First on JT, first foul here tonight. We played just about 2 minutes thus far. There's the inbounds over in the baseline to Erdman. Back on the wing to Pent. And he'll rotate it around right side McCarty. Holding the ball, bouncing the ball a couple times, goes between the legs, just steps across the three-point arc, almost taken away by Lieberg. Goes back over to McCarty. Jumper way high in the sky as he got a jumped up to release it, and then goes off the hands of Nystrom. Couldn't hang on to it, so it'll stay right below Michael here on the inbounds with 15:36 to go. And it's 3-0 Royals.
Call that a rebound and a turnover, I would think. I mean, he had possession of it, and he just dropped it.
And now we're going to get
a foul.
As Schlaefer goes to the floor, knocked down by Pent. Damian, the 5'9 junior, picks up his first personal.
The way he hit him, it almost looked like there was some pent-up anger.
I was thinking the same thing I thought. I got to work that in somehow. You beat me to it.
I'm sorry. I'll honor Bob Uecker, won't say a word the rest of the broadcast.
Watched a lot of videos on
last night. Oh, me too, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Most of them we can't talk about on air, but gosh, are they funny.
Three ball on the way from the left corner. No, and on the rebound, we're going to get a push down low. I think that might be on Erdman. I'll wait for the, yep. Lucas, the 6 foot junior, whistled for his first, team second. I was listening to a lot of guys just talking about him. You know, B.A. was on there, and Verstegen, was that his name? I'm losing his name right now. He was trying to dunk it, but didn't quite get high enough. Did Piffner on the steal. But he gets his first two of the ball game, and that's the first two for Newman. On top of the wheel, get into the hands of Schlaefer, go down low, Brewing, kick it back out, three ball on the way. Good again for Logan Nystrom. He's got a pair of threes, 6-2, and now instead of three-quarter court,
Braille's going to come kind of a token full court, not putting a lot of pressure on him. I think they'll
they're there, not pying a lot of
They'll
effort.
Probably turn that up in the next trip or two.
Kind of when they constrict on him to try to really force it.
Playing man-to-man on the defensive end, though. And a little offensive foul on the moving screen that time. Going to be whistled against Liam McCarty, 6'3 senior. Picked up his first personal. And official explaining the call to Mark Weinkoff. 14 and a half minutes remaining here in this first half of action. 6-2 Royals with the lead and the ball. Right side Hagen swinging around left to Nystrom. Ruwink beyond the arc on the left wing. Lieberg's on the left elbow. They get it inside to him. They go back out to Hagen. And they rotate the arc. Nystrom. Ruwink, he's on the left baseline. Now we go from left to right around the arc. Lieberg has it poked away from behind, but he's able to regather. Down low, they got Ruwink. Put it off the glass and good.
Yeah.
You're talking a little bit about that off the air to me, how he's really starting to come into his own. And right there you can see how the sophomore took it aggressively to the basket.
If Ruwink and Borg can get going together down low using their size, the Royals are going to be tough to beat in the paint because they got outside shooters all over.
McCarty, speaking of tough in the paint, takes it with a reverse layup, hooping a harm. They're going to get that on Ruwink. The sophomore gets his first personal. And that'll send McCarty to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Owen Hagen going to check out. JT back into the ballgame. Had a little bit of respite as Ron Board, the 6-foot junior, checked in for Assumption. And McCarty's free throw is in the air and in the hoop. Got a little rim, got a little backboard, got a lot of net. 8-5, Royals by 3. 13-20 on your radio dial on the AM side and on the scoreboard. Royals go down into the forecourt, right in front of Coach Weinkoff. Take it left side. Ball above the head in the hands of Lieberg. Get it down low, and we're going to get a foul as Board went up with it strong and drew the two-shot foul, and that's going to be number 2 on McCarty. And that does not bode well for them size-wise.
No, that's going to be interesting how Weinkoff plays it. If he says, okay, I'll give you one more, or if he says, no, you're going to sit for a little bit.
First free throw short. That's why I always like quarters as a coach, because if they got two in the first quarter, they sat. And then if they got the third one in the second quarter, they sat.
I mean, technically, we're sitting first quarter, late first quarter right now, technically.
You're only 5 minutes into the ballgame. You got 3 minutes left in the first quarter if it was by quarters, right?
Right.
Well, now it's 18 minutes, not even 16 like it used to be back in the day, 8 minutes.
Oh,
quarters.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. See my math. I get it.
And the shot short doesn't hit either one of them, but Schlafer gets the offensive rebound on the missed free throw, and the Royals will reload it. JT goes left-hand side. It's Lieberg with it. Nice underneath the board. Put it up off the glass. Oh. It rolls off. Doesn't stay. And here come the Cardinals. Fender with the dribble. Picked up by Board. Takes it from the left to the right-hand side with that dribble. Now goes between the legs. A little head fake. And goes back out on top. Take it down low. Nice pump fake off the glass. Got it. Damian Pent, his first two for the 5'9 junior. And the lead for the Royals is shave to one. Rotate ball right to left. Across the court and your radio dial. Inside Lieberg. Oh, they're going to call a block. I thought maybe they'd get him for a lock, but instead they're going to get Michael J. Fox. Oh, just no J there. Just Michael Fox, the sophomore.
That's a question to ask. Yeah. These are the questions that have to be asked.
Those are the deep questions that we don't, you know, aren't able to sleep at night because of.
Yeah. Man, that's heck of an actor. Getting out there, too. What did I do?
Yeah. Oh, nice look inside to Schlafer. We'll finish with the right hand from the right-hand side over the top of the rim. 10-7, 12 minutes to go in half number one. Rotate it onto the top. Go left side. Little ball fake that time by Pent. Three bomb on the way. That's long over the back of Schlafer, but Lieberg comes away with it. Tries to get it up ahead and Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Cardinals. Couldn't quite hook up with Board that time. Good hustle back defensively for the Cardinals. Otherwise, it would have been a kind of an easy breakaway.
Oh, yeah. That was real nice play there for them defensively.
Oh, nice backdoor cut. Put it up. Lieberg, yes. Board with a bounce pass. Lieberg with the catch and finish on the left-hand side. And it's now a 12-7 advantage for the Royals. 11 and a half minutes to go. Half number one. Fender goes against Lieberg. 15-footer. Yes, he got a really
nice bounce.
Friendly hop. Hit the rim, hit the glass, and came down through left. Left-handed for the
Fender,
ball.
We can call him Freddy, right?
Freddy Fender. But we'd be wasting our days and our nights. Schlafer again, the same spot, doesn't go this time. Ball comes free, picked up by the Royals. Take it inside. Nice jump. Back out into the hands of J.J. Oswald, who snuck in the game on us. And they're going to the basket is J.T., and he's going to get fouled. And he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. I think they called that one on Mr. Fender.
Yep, they did.
First on him. Six on the team.
Yeah, Royals could be in the bonus in no time.
Mm-hmm. With still almost 11 minutes to go in the half. So first trip to the charity stripe for JT. Puts it up and good. He now has 3 points. Braden Peters, a 6-foot junior, into the ball game. Along with Trey France, a 6'2 sophomore. So almost everybody's seen PT already.
Yeah. Wait, playing time or physical therapy?
Both.
Okay. I hope not physical therapy.
No.
That'd be sad.
Second free throw, splash. And the lead grows 14-9 for Assumption. Cardinals bring it up the far side of the gymnasium in the hands of Piffner.
Oh, yeah.
Said he kind of lost control of the ball and took a little extra step. How many turnovers do you have officially?
4 for the Cardinals. And I got 4 for the Royals. Royals really started early, and they've really took better control of the ball recently. Hopefully I didn't jinx it.
10.5. Royals walk it across the 10-second stripe. And on the left-hand side to Peters. Rotate around. Nystrom, 3-ball again. Yeah! Three threes for Logan Nystrom. And the Royals now leading it by 8. That's the difference in the ball game. 9 points from Nystrom from downtown.
Yeah, just about half of them.
There's Fox takes it into the lane.
Sly like a fox.
Oh, nice fake. Take it to the basket. Hoop and harm that time. What a beautiful fake by Lucas Piffner, the 5'9 junior. He looked like he was going to throw it to the corner. He took it, and he actually did everything except throw the balls. He pushed out. Looked like a chest pass. Brought it back in. Walked into the lane and got knocked to the ground. And the whistle goes against Trey France, the sophomore's first team's 3rd.
Yeah, and that one, when he was charging through the lane, he should have just surrendered there and not, you know, did it. But what can you do?
Free throw comes up short. Rebound comes to the Royals. They head the other way. Nystrom, right side. Into the hands of,
ooh, close. Good job, Peters. Oswald.
Peters tried to get it on top, and the ball went all the way out to the scorer's table at half court. Ooh, that almost looked like a little bit of a walk for JT, but he got control of the basketball.
Don't they call those Euro steps?
Those were big Euro steps as he took it off the left side, put it off the glass, got it to go. Royals by 8.
All right, we got European Union out there. We got France, Euro steps, everything.
Jumper doesn't fall that time for Fender. Rebound to JT does the exact same thing. Down the lane, goes to the left side of the basket, goes up with the right hand, and it goes down. And Coach Weinkauf says, we better take a 30. We should as well. We'll be back with more from Assumption right after this.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
We'll be right back.
back here in Royal Land as Assumption has built a 10-point lead, 21-11. As we wind down this timeout taken here by the Cardinals.
Got an update from DC Everest. Scotts Rapids boys taking on the Evergreens up there tonight. And it is a 16-7 lead right now for the Evergreens halfway through the first half.
So far the trees in front, huh?
Yep.
We have 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in our first half. Royals with that 10-point lead and the Cardinals with possession of the basketball. And a lot of work for Fenner as Schlafer has just been hounding him all night. Now they have to switch on the screen. Going to the corner. A couple of dribbles that time for Fenner. Splashes a three. Ooh. He has five of the 14 points for the Cardinal. As Schlafer walks it up past the scorer's table with the left-hand dribble. Right side, Nystrom another three, just a bit short. And the rebounded to the hands of Michael Fox. Svender brings it across the mid-stripe. JT waiting for him there. Goes right hand, left hand, and then throws it on the right-hand side to Pent. Right back over to Fender. Drop it down to Pent. He's on the left side. They almost left him alone that he gets spun to the basket. Nice recovery that time for the Royals by Trey France. And nice save
nice
on
save,
top high
yeah.
Fox. That was almost a backcourt violation.
I think Peters there had touched it, so I don't think it would have been one.
Here's a three ball on the way once again by Fender. Goes out of bounds, and they'll say last touch by JT. I think he knew it. He tried to sell that. It wasn't off of him, but to no avail. Hagen and Lieberg back into the ball game. Oswald and Peters will take a seat for Coach Pultz and the Royals. Biffner out on top to Pent. Guarded out there by Nystrom. Just left to the top of the wheel. Little handoff. Fox, three ball. Short. Rebound to Fender. Turnaround. Jay got it. Quincy Fender now with 7 points. And that 10-point lead is now down to five with 7:45 to go here in the first half. Lieberg has it above the head. Trip put it on the left-hand side to Owen Hagen. He'll spin down the lane. Can't get it to go. Ball's loose in the corner, and it's picked up by Fender, who tries to throw it off Schlafer, and they're going to say Cardinal basketball.
All right. They got a better option, you know, better chance to see it than we do way at the other end of the court. Schlafer and Fender are laughing about it.
Parker Ruwink back into the ball game as he replaces Trey France. So in the corner they are with the inbound far away from Michael and I. Get it inbounds. Owen Hagen with the tough defense against Mr. Fox. A little handoff to Fender, who, again, continues to dribble between the legs and the rings. Lieberg on him. Tries to spin move. Lieberg won't give the ground. Nice defense by Chase. Fox on the top of the wheel. He'll go strong to the basket. Lay it up. It rolls off the rim. No. Tip, no. And one more time, Mr. Pent with the follow. He kind of got loose when the ball came free, and he took it to the right side of the basket. Kissed it off the glass, and it's 21-18. As it's 7 straight points now for the Cardinals. Runner down the lane, late whistle, but it's going to send Mr. Nystrom to the lane as he penetrated just inside the free throw line and then got hit on the arm, so he's going to shoot two, but not before we take a quick timeout. Let's see if it's a 30 or a full. Going to be just a 30-second timeout. Gives us a chance to talk to you a little bit about Homestead.
Yeah, with a winter upon us, that would be a great time to head out. Our good friends at Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club. Stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked meals while enjoying time with the family and friends. Homestead is located just 2.5 miles, not three, 2.5, west of town on Highway 73. And by the way, make sure you say hi to Jamie and the entire staff from all of us here at WIRI.
You know, speaking of WFHR, not that we were, but they're busy right now as well on our sister station as the men's hockey squad taking on LIU. So you got your option of sports. Hopefully you're enjoying our broadcast here tonight as much as we are
bringing it to you. It was Logan Nystrom out of the timeout. Knocks in the first free throw. So that's his first point beside those three bombs that he's knocked in tonight. And he's got 10. And it stops a little 7-0 run for the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Royals kind of really went quiet there for that little bit. Not something, those scoring droughts have been something that has plagued them. So it's nice for them to get off the schneid, so to speak.
Nystrom knocks down the second free throw as well, and the lead back up to 5. 6.5 minutes remaining in half number one. Seth Habiger back at our studios, engineering our broadcast tonight. Michael Comer alongside. Nice dish inside the pen. He got open again. The last two baskets, he has just found a lane and was finished, this time from the left side with the left hand. And it's 23-20. You know, it's kind of what we expected tonight, right? Kind of a nice close game between these two squads. And I don't expect it to change, but we'll see what happens here in the final 24 minutes or so. JT with the basketball in the forecourt for the Royals. Take it to the left wing to Hagen. Now back on top to Nystrom. Dribbles it on top of the wheel. A few dribbles before giving it up to Lieberg. Down to Ruink in the corner. Screen set by Schlafer. Little stop, turn, put it up. Got
it. Nice move, buddy.
Looked a little Stephen Crowell-like.
That was a slick move.
That was nice. And the lead again at 5, 5:30 to go now here. First half and a 10-second violation as Quincy Fender just took a little too long to bring that ball into the forecourt. He didn't have really any pressure on him. He just kind of had JT standing there waiting a little bit, and next thing you know, whistle blows and two hands full of 5 come up, and he got called for the violation. Boy, Schlafer really thought about taking that 3. Instead, he put a nice move on the defender, spun around him, put it up off the glass. Wouldn't go, but he's back at the free throw line where he is 2 for 2 thus far. That foul is going to be whistled against Mr. Fox. So now The Royals shooting free throws the rest of the way.
McCarty, Fox, and Fender all with 2 fouls in this first half with 5:23 to go.
And Schlafer with 3 for 3 from the charity stripe as well.
A lot of numbers in there.
No bounce at all, just a little knee bend and a shot, a little bit wide right, but hustling it down is Parker Ruink in the far corner of the gymnasium. And the Royals with a 6-point lead retain possession. Go to Schlafer, beyond the arc, cross-court pass. Hagen, little jab step, top to Lieberg. Chase tries to go inside, ball comes free. We're going to get a jump ball. Yeah. And possession arrow will be in favor of the Cardinals, so we'll turn it over on the Royals there. I got them for 5 apiece. Do you have anything different?
Yeah, that's what I got, buddy.
5:07 now. And again, token pressure by the Royals. It is man-to-man. Now you can guarantee Nystrom's going to go a little bit faster this time. And he does to break that 10-second barrier. Now they'll get it over to Pent with that little right hand. Oh, that was a tough shot for Mr. Pent. He's got 6 points. All of them layups within the last couple of minutes here. Schlafer into the front court, slams on the break, leaves it for Hagen. On top to Lieberg. Nystrom, left side, right in front of the bench of Newman Catholic. Around to Nystrom, will let it fly from 3-point land, right on line, just short. And the rebound comes down to Penn. And underneath, Fender, reverse layup, hoop and harm. They're going to call Mr. Hagen, I believe, with his first personal, and we're going to give a couple of points to Quincy Fender, the 5'11 junior now. Has himself 9 points and can earn number 10 with a free throw here.
It might be a 1-point game here in a moment, Randy.
J.J. Oswald, Ron Board back in for the Royals. Yeah, if you can knock this one down with 4:20 to go in the half, it will be. Fender's free throw on the way, and it is. Nostradamus to our right was correct.
You can say it other ways. You'd probably be more accurate.
Board in the corner. Oh, nice anticipation that time by Fender as he went in front of the intended receiver. Took it up strong into 2 Royals and is able to knock it down. Quincy Fender. Coach was talking about him before the ball game. So he averages 22.5 points per ball game.
He's a solid ball player for the Cardinals.
Oh, nice save that time.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think that was anywhere near possible.
Me either.
And now a reach-in going to go against Damian Pent.
That's his second.
And it'll be a 1-1 at this point yet.
Big free throws.
Parker Ruink, 6'5 sophomore, steps to the free throw line for the first time for him this evening. And the knee bend and the free throw on the way, and it's nothing but twine for that time. And I think they just gave 27-27 the tie. That was the first time I remember that the Royals were trailing tonight.
That would be accurate.
And we're still tied at 27s as the second free throw just a bit long. Mr. Fox with the rebound over to Quincy. And Mr. Fender will throw it ahead to Michael Fox. Oh, Lieberg hounding him at the arc. Follows him to the left side. Now he switches off with JT. And the handoff comes inside to Piffner. Put up the roller. No. Rebound volleyball around. Board rips it away. And they're going to call a jump ball. And they're going to say possession arrow in favor of the Royals. They'll give a turnover to Newman. And Assumption with 3:20 to go. Take it into the far court. Ball right side. That's Board with it. Had it poked away, regathered. Now it gets double teamed down low. They're still fighting at the ball. It's still loose and now taken away by Fender, who trips and falls. But he has the wherewithal to try to push it over to Fox. It comes loose. Board has it again. Put it up, and he gets fouled. Boy, that was a lot of hard work that time by Mr. Board, and it paid off with a couple of free throws, and we're going to have a technical foul that's going to be called against Newman.
Yep. Technical on, I think that's one. Fender.
So he, right now, Damian Pent is holding his mouth like he's got some blood coming out.
Yep. Nose or mouth or something.
And the foul they're going to say is on Mr. Pent. He's like, I got hit in the mouth, I'm bleeding, and I got the foul. He got the worst of that one. So two shots, first of all, coming up for Ron Board, who is 0-for-2 at the free throw line thus far. Trying to break the 27-all tie. A little bit wide right. It's one more here. And the next free throw is rattling around and out. So we stay at 27s, and now the technicals will be shot. And this will be shot by JT. Free throw on the way. That one rolls over the rim. The backboard rolls off. One more. So Royals 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Still at 27s with 2:55 to go. Next toss, that one's good. Logan Nystrom getting set to check in. And out goes Fender. And he is replaced by Mr. McCarty, who also has two fouls.
Good defensive effort for the Royals tonight. They have gotten the Cardinals into foul trouble no matter how any way you slice it. So really, you know, like I was talking last night, maybe the Royals are taking some Riley Thomas defensive lessons here.
Nystrom has it on the left wing, bounces it all the way across the court on top of the wheel. That's J.J. Oswald with it. Now Lieberg on the left portion of the top of the circle. Back over to J.J. Rotated around. Nystrom has it where he's already buried 3.33 balls from that right wing. And now leave it once again for Ruink. Just being very patient here. Running a little clock, looking for a good shot.
Make him foul you.
There's a three ball on the way. Ooh. Wide to the left. Lieber couldn't get it to fall. And we're under 2 minutes to go with Royals up by one. Fox for three. Basically one pass and let it fly, but the ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Erdman. And the Cardinals will reload the offense with 1 minute and 30 seconds still to go here in this first half of play. An assumption by one.
Whoever has a lead at the break, if there is someone with a lead, going to have a bit of confidence going.
No, good defense by Ruwink, stolen away by Nystrom. And the Royals get it to Schlaefer on the baseline. Spin move,
nice
put it up.
Move.
Little fall away, 7-footer. And on the rebound, they're going to get Ruwink for his third.
That one cart Newman player, he went down for a second. You know, they always talk about the old ankle breakers or whatever. I actually thought he hurt his leg on that because he was down for a little bit.
Back into the ball game is Owen Hagen for Assumption, replacing J.J. Oswald. Parker's got to be careful here as he's got three fouls. Here in the latter stages of half number one.
They're just giving him two, actually.
Oh.
Huh.
I have him for three.
Yeah, I only had him for one, so I think
okay.
He might have added one.
Yep. I did. My bad.
Do you have McCarty with two?
I had him for three because I put it on the wrong 23.
Yeah, I get it.
Just wasn't looking at the right spot in the sheet. Nice save by Nystrom. Gets it ahead to Schlaefer, and they may just settle for one here, Michael, with 50 seconds to go.
I would. I mean, you got a lead by a point at a minimum. I mean, why not?
The only way you don't is if somebody just has a defensive lapse and you break in for a wide-open layup, right?
Which that is not Riley Thomas' defense.
No. So the Royals work the perimeter, and they work the clock down to 30. Spin move.
Ooh.
Looked like I thought he was going to take it inside. Nystrom's going to let a three go.
Boom!
Well, that's an option. Barrier 4-3 ball of the half, and it's 31-27 with 20 seconds to go. Let's see what Newman does in this final 20.
Newman.
Take it inside. McCarty put up the jumper. Long, but the long rebound goes into the hands of Erdman, and they've got 7 seconds to do something with it. Behind the back dribble. Go into the corner. Get back out. Erdman. Put it go up from 3-point. Backboard off the rim and no. And we have come to the end of a very exciting and interesting first half of action as the Assumption Royals hold on to a 4-point advantage, 31-27. We're going to take a quick timeout, add up some numbers. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're going to have Seth doing a little bit of work for us as he will entertain you for about the next 8-9 minutes or so, and then we'll add up those numbers for you and bring them your way. So until that time, we'll step out as you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger. Finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away, a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger. Drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life.
Country favorites 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. My body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets laid. Insecurities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. And blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's
We're back here at Assumption High School where the Royals enjoy a four-point halftime lead. Seth Habiger back at our studios. Michael Comer, Randy Paul on the call for you tonight. Michael Comer has some first half stats for us. Michael?
Yeah, these are far from official, but they're as good as we got, so we have to go with them, right?
Let's do it.
All right. Starting off, Newman Catholic. They're led scoring by Quincy Freddie Fender there at 12 points, as then he's followed up by Damian Pent with six. Lucas Piffner, he's got four for the Cardinals. Liam McCarty, he's got three. And Lucas Urban with two as a team. 13 rebounds in that first half action for the fighting Cardinals as they went 2 for 3 from the line and had 9 turnovers. Assumption, in some aspects, better stats. In some aspects, maybe not, as they are led scoring by Logan Eichstrom with 14. 10 for JT Schlafer. And then read my chicken scratch, that's 5. For Parker Verwink and 2 for Chase Lieberg. The Royals 7 for 14 from the line with 7 turnovers and they have 8 rebounds. So that's really just been the Royals' ability to hit some 3 bombs along the way to really start that way. Logan Nystrom, he's doing a great job with that. He's got 4 to go along with being 2 for 2 from the line as he's leading the Royals' efforts. The Cardinals, they've been putting up a lot of threes. And I believe they just have one.
They do.
So it's going to be a nice second half. It'll be interesting to see if the Royals can keep that defensive effort going and making the Cardinals foul. Because, I mean, they're in a bit of foul trouble. There's a couple players there, 3 by my count, 2 for a couple others. And they're some of the players that are leading statistically. So Cardinals, they got to be a little cognizant here. There was that technical in that first half. That you get another one. See you next time, buddy.
Royals looking to get the clean sweep here tonight, winning the JV action 55-32 and up by 4 as the Cardinals will start off with possession here in half number 2 as they head away from the stage here at Assumption Gymnasium. So the Mr. Pent will try to penetrate, does so to at least the free throw line. JT Schlafer just got forearm shivered to the floor by Piffner, and we play on.
That was like he was sliding on ice.
Fox with a jumper, no. On the weak side, there's Erdman with the rebound. Sends it out on top and goes into the backcourt and rolls all the way out of bounds. You know, that was one of those situations where Penn decided I'm not going to touch it, which actually was to a disadvantage because now the Royals are going to get it way down here as they will start with it just to the left of the basket as they see it on the court.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, that's still a hard place to start. You're starting behind your basket. That's your tough spot, and we see it right there.
Yep, as ball is poke-checked away by Erdman. Up ahead, Fox off the backboard. No, long rebound. Ball is loose on the floor, grabbed by the Royals, Parker Ruwink. Schlafer into the forecourt. He goes in front of his friends in the student body by the bleachers.
Some of his friends. I don't know if they're all friends.
Oh, they're all friends here. Come on. Oh, a little kick that time as it went on the dribble, went off of Hagen's foot, but the Royals are able to get the ball. It bounced right into the hands of Nystrom. Owen now takes it. Nice bounce pass over to Ruwink. Put it up, and it rolls off the rim. Had a pretty decent look, just one of those angles that just cost him a little bit, and the board now in the hands of Fox for Newman.
Wouldn't that be pause of Fox?
Could be.
Jumper, right baseline. That's going to go long that time for Mr. Fox. And the rebound by Nystrom. He's going to hurry it into the front court, just right of the jump circle. Continue the dribble. Back over to Vruwink. Spin move. Mr. Crowell, come on, baby. Get in there. It fell off. Almost the three-point try.
Well, there is a whistle for a travel before that.
He walked before. So, okay.
That's two turnovers real quick here in the first half for the Royals, as they have not made a shot. But, hey, good news. New year for the Cardinals.
Vruwink going to take a quick seat with a couple of fouls here. Tough pass. That's off the hands of Piffner, and up ahead. Here comes JT with a running right hand. Couldn't quite turn it into a three-point play, but Mr. Fox is going to get whistled for the foul, and JT is going to step to the free throw line looking for points 11 and 12.
That should be the third foul there on Fox. Not playing too sly there with those fouls.
And it is, as the free throw on the way. And it's splash time for JT as he puts it through the hole. Royals lead by five. 1:47 gone thus far here in this final half. Next free throw too long. Rebound by Damian Penn. He'll take it up the right side of the court. Goes between the legs on the right side. Fox going to let a three ball fly. That's going to be wide right. And going over the back is Lucas Erdman on the rebound attempt. Nice job of boxing out by Chase Lieberg. And that's going to be foul number two on Lucas.